was not included in the draft provisions because during the work of the group of experts that elaborated these draft provisions we are dealing with at this current meeting, the draft did not include it, and it was a clear decision by the group of experts not to include it. So it was an informed decision, so to say. It was not, we have evidence, we have this in the report, that they did not want to include it. There is unfortunately no arguments referred in the report why in the end they decided, but it seems the chair suggested not to and everybody agreed. So there was no lack of consensus of not to including this provision. So everybody agreed not to have it. Of course, since you are reviewing the provisions and at the last session you just wanted to understand how it happened that it was not included, now you have this information, but it's still up to this meeting to decide whether you maintain the decision of the group of experts that was taken when elaborating the provisions, or you do believe that actually this agreement will benefit from a provision on limitation of actions.